I finally understand. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Oh, the senators tried their best. They were armed with embarrassing emails from Goldman Sachs describing the company's own investments as crap. They were ready to wield the sword of righteousness. It didn't matter.
Is there not a conflict when you sell something to somebody and then are determined to bet against that same security and you don't disclose that to the person you're selling it? You see a problem?
In the context of market making, that is not a conflict.
What Goldman CEO Lloyd Blankfein was saying was that even though the deals they arranged almost sent us all to Hooverville, it was what their customers wanted. That's what the senators didn't seem to get.
Did you consider yourself to have a duty to act in the best interests of your client?
No, not in the way Senator Collins thinks. Their duty was simply to give the customers what they wanted.
The people who were coming to us wanted to have a security that gave them exposure to the housing market, and that's what they got.
Goldman's customers wanted a security that was insecure, and Goldman's duty was to sell it to them. In other words, our customers wanted crap, so we sold them crap. I thought those hearings were great, because now I understand why guys like Mr. Blankfein get the big money. Any business can sell a product that works, but getting people to pay for crap, that takes talent. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.